look at you all, see the lover that's sleeping, while my guitar gently...
Welcome back to Matt Finn Direct, the second hour, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, it's being made in Racine County, Wisconsin. The chairman of the Wisconsin Election Commission, a guy named Don Millis, he was appointed by Voss after someone stepped down, just announced that he supports criminal referrals for individuals who have illegally requested other voters' absentee ballots. What's the context of that? The background of that? Let me put it in context. There was an event down there over the weekend, a fellow named Henry Waite, W-A-I-T. He is a conservative activist, I think he deems himself, with a group that they call the Honest, Open, and Transparent Government. Honestly, that's what they say, the Honest, Open, and Transparent Government. That's the HOT government, H-O-T, HOT government. He announced that he personally requested ballots, absentee ballots for Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly, gerrymandered, illegitimate Speaker of the Assembly, but Speaker of the Assembly, and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. He did it under false pretenses, provided inaccurate information to get the ballots to be sent to him. And he claims that he did it. He is, by the way, supporting Voss's primary opponent. If you think Voss is bad, Voss has a primary opponent who's even worse, named Adam Steen, S-T-E-E-N. This character, Henry Waite of HOT government, is supporting Adam Steen. So what he does is he gets these ballots and then he lets people know that he got the ballots. That is a crime. You cannot order up a ballot for someone else without their consent and have it sent to you. You can't do it. Robin Voss has said that he should be prosecuted. Robin Voss. Corey Mason, the mayor of Racine, has said he should be prosecuted. The chairman of the Wisconsin Election Commission, Don Millis, says there's a criminal referral, and I'm saying he should be prosecuted. There is a sheriff, a bad sheriff in Racine, named Schmaling. He is the guy, you may recall, appeared at a conference, I think it was out in Las Vegas, with 3,000 sheriffs in this country, counties around the country. 300 of them belong to this group that basically says that the sheriff is the kingpin, the most powerful person in the county, even more so than the president of the United States. It's a throwback to the concept of the power of the county, which in Latin is posse comitatus, which basically says the only legitimate unit of government is the county. And there was a group, the Posse Comitatus, that formed back in the 80s and 70s and 80s and into the 90s, that took that to extremes. No indication here that Schmaling and these other ones are members of that Posse Comitatus, but by saying that the power is in the county, it's the same idea. So Schmaling appeared at this conference with these other characters who are saying this and that they're more powerful than the president of the United States in their own county. He has determined that just because he's the sheriff, he's suddenly an election sleuth, that he's entitled to do whatever he wants. In some of these other counties, the sheriffs will demand the ballots. They'll demand to observe the counting of the ballots. They'll go to the polling places. And so far in all those cases, they've been told to pound sand, jump in the lake, get out of here. But there's an intimidating factor if you have law enforcement guns showing up and saying that they want to look at the ballots when no judge said they should, no prosecutor said they should. Schmeling announced what Henry Waite had done and then said he's not going to investigate it. And he said he's the one also who called for the Wisconsin Election Commission to be charged with felonies. It's about time that this sheriff, and if there are others in the state like him, be told, you do not have the training, the jurisdiction, the knowledge, or the education to make prosecution decisions. That's for judges and prosecutors. You are law enforcement. You have a very important job, very dangerous job. You all understand that and appreciate it. But you do not get to interfere in politics and call for your civilian superiors to be criminally charged. And to announce that somebody in your area ordered ballots for someone else and you're not going to investigate them. If a judge or a prosecutor tells you to investigate them, you will, or you will be recused and I hope suspended. You know, one of the things that we need in this state, there is a statute, believe it or not, where a governor can remove a district attorney, even if the district attorney is popularly elected. And to my knowledge, in the last 20, 30 years, it's only been done once, and there was a district attorney up in somehow in the Fox Valley, I think it was, may have been Winnebago County, where there's some allegation of impropriety, and the guy was removed. But there is no such statute for sheriffs. There should be. Schmeling, if there was such a statute, should be removed. There has got to be an affirmation of the notion that we have civilian government that controls the military. The military doesn't control the civilian. That's true in law enforcement, too. That is drilled into all of our military at West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy. They are subordinate to civilian leadership. That is true of law enforcement. I do not think that sheriffs should be elected. Law enforcement should not be elected. You don't elect the police chief. The Police and Fire Commission picks the police chief. There should be a Police and Fire Commission in every county, and they should hire the sheriff like a police chief. They should interview candidates and pick someone, sign them up to 5-year contracts. They could do in Milwaukee, only be removed for cause. But then you would not have clowns going around saying, I'm more powerful than the president of the United States in my county. You cannot have law enforcement elected. You simply can't. The Wisconsin Election Commission met on this, and they sent a mailer to the clerks around the state, warning them of this kind of tactic, warning them of their obligations to notify the WEC immediately if there's these kinds of fraudulent applications. And they're going to send follow-up postcards to voters with an absentee ballot request to make sure that they're the ones. There is a misconception by people who don't know the law well, who are not lawyers like Schmeling and others, that somehow you can commit a crime if you do it with a good intent. That is false. I can tell you that there have been several instances of television reporters who've wanted to, for instance, do a story on fraudulent applications for welfare benefits, and they go, well, maybe I should sign up under my name or a false name to show it can be done and then tell the DA. And the answer is no, you can't do that, because whatever your purpose, that would be wrong. It'd be a criminal offense. Same. Some people might want to do a story on stolen guns and how easy it is to buy one in a bar, which is a criminal offense. And they go, okay, maybe I'll go to a bar and buy a stolen gun. Well, no, your intent does not matter. Many people who are not lawyers don't know that, or they think that somehow they're above the law. They think they're above the law. A successful voter fraud, which is what happened in this case, is still voter fraud. This group, and Schmeling in particular, both have spread false claims of impropriety in the last election. Schmeling is the one that, for instance, said the WEC should be prosecuted He's got to be stopped. This has got to be investigated. I think that there's got to be grand jury, and it's got to be federal grand jury, because the state Supreme Court is 4-3 Republican. Why a federal grand jury? Because these voters would have voted in federal elections too. That's the linkage. That is the linkage. The Racine County DA is not going to do anything. The attorney general could do something, and there is an investigation going on, and if he will do something, great. But the truth is that you can't let a sheriff like Schmeling just say, I'm not going to look into it, and side with Henry Waite, leader of hot government, who applied fraudulently for ballots that were not his, giving false information. This is a very important case. Go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend, you're first. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
This is fascinating, and I so appreciate this information. This is just so important to know and to understand, and for you to describe the complexities, to describe the posse comitatus and the power of the power of the county, and what that means, and how injurious that is to our processes, our political processes. So I can't thank you enough, Matt, and I hope you keep continuing to follow this story. I guess I was interested in kind of a thought experiment, if you will. I mean, here we are, where they're having to send out mailers, and they're having to follow up for those running the elections, and they're having to follow up with voters with absentee ballots requested to see whether this is really true. I think this is another example of how money down the drain, having to take care and amend and ameliorate what these lawless people have done.
Can you hang on? I've got to go to a break, but I want to continue this conversation. Do not hang up. Then, Connor, put Joe on right after the break. Thanks. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Everybody stay on.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to Joe, and then we'll go in order after Joe. Thanks for calling. Let's continue our conversation. You were in the middle of making what I thought was a good statement.
Just to sum up, and maybe you can help me on this, your previous section that you had on the radio was so informative when you were describing what is happening down in Racine County with the refusal of this mess you have with the sheriff, who's taken it upon himself to act as his own little imperial king, and how injurious that is to our democracy when the people who are in charge of law enforcement, frankly, are the citizens through their elected representatives. So I would be curious to hear you talk a bit more about summarizing the situation and just how much it's costing us to have to clean up after this mess, you know, to have to send out mailers to election officials, have to send out information to those who have requested an absentee ballot to see whether that's actually true, whether they did. All of this stuff has a money cost, and I would be curious for you to, it has a moral cost, and there's a cost to our democracy, but what's the money cost? Can you estimate or just even ballpark as to what it costs us to have to clean up after these messes? Thanks a lot, Matt. I'll take my answer out there.
Yeah, no, that's an important question. Everybody else hang on. I'll get to you in order, but I want to answer Joe. Very important question. Here's the problem. If somebody truly wanted to vote fraudulently, sure, they could take identification from someone, show up and vote. If they do that, it's a felony. And that's one reason they don't do it. Here, this character of hot government, they call it, this is one of these conspiracy theorists, actually had the temerity to write away for absentee ballots for Robin Voss and Corey Mason. Corey's the mayor of Racine, Robin Voss is the speaker in Mount Pleasant. He's supporting Robin Voss's opponent, Adam Steen, who's really right wing. And then he gets together with the DA. Now, this DA, this sheriff is not a normal sheriff. He's unrepresentative of other Wisconsin sheriffs. He's the one, remember a few months ago, said the Wisconsin Election Commission should be charged with felonies because during COVID, before the vaccine in 2020, they permitted, on a unanimous vote, all three Democrats and all three Republicans, to mail absentee ballots into an assisted living home of disabled people in Racine County because they couldn't physically send somebody to hand them to them. So what happened is it got there and it came in the mail. These people get mail. They filled out the ballots and mailed it back like everybody else. Nobody, if I have an absentee ballot, nobody sends an agent to my door and gives it to me. They mail it to me. But on those facts, this character, Schmeling, said they should be prosecuted. He has also endorsed, and he does this in his uniform on TV, Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, quite literally. He says, I am, and it doesn't say, I am endorsing the Duchess, I am her footman. But Evers has had some sheriffs, several sheriffs, good ones, endorse him, but they don't do it in uniform. Federally, there's a thing called the Hatch Act. It's not, doesn't apply to the states, but you should not have uniformed sheriffs. It's intimidating to have somebody in a uniform campaign for somebody. Should not be permitted. Sheriff should not be elected. This character got elected, and he belongs to a national. It's just the concept, you know, of constitutional carry. You have a right to carry a weapon even without training. Well, constitutional legislature, that's what the U.S. Supreme Court is pushing in this North Carolina case. The legislature can do whatever they want without judicial review. Well, the sheriffs have picked up on that. Constitutional sheriffs, the power of the county. The power of the county in Latin is posse comitatus. They are the supreme power in the county because they were elected. More than the mayor, more than the county exec, more than the president. They just say it. The problem is, their people see a guy in a uniform and he has a gun and he's walking up to them, they get intimidated. Our nation was founded on civilian control. The civilians, military is subordinate to civilian government. That's true in the county too. He's a sheriff. A judge and a prosecutor decide who are being prosecuted, not the sheriff. He has a function that's very important. It's a dangerous function. He goes out and investigates. But he doesn't freelance and decide. Some of these constitutional sheriffs in their own estimation in other states have actually said they're coming to the voting polls. And they want to count the votes. Who the hell do they think they are? Sheriffs should not be elected. It goes to their heads. He doesn't get to kick open the door of a surgery suite and come running shouting, I'm a sheriff, stand back, this man has swallowed his nose. Bring me a bucket of cold water and a catcher's mitt. They throw him out. You have surgeons do it. You have judges and prosecutors decide. This is a professional thing. His profession is law enforcement. It's a very important profession, but it does not involve running elections. And Joe asked for the cost. The cost, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What you're doing is, how would you like to pay to send a postcard to everybody who wants an absentee vote to make sure that there isn't some fraud going on? Quite a bit, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe more. This is wrong. We should get rid of the election of sheriffs and of police and fire commissions, appoint them. Going back to the lines, Peter Pekarsky, Senate candidate Peter Pekarsky, my friend, thanks for calling. A little time before the break, what's on your mind today, Peter?
All right. Well, yeah, great, my friend, Matt. Good to talk to you this morning. I thought you might, as a outstanding lawyer and well-regarded former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, be interested in discussing with your audience the fact that ahead of the primary, the primary for the United States Senate seat, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has just endorsed one of the candidates. You're aware of the party constitution and the usual practice, and I thought you might find this of interest and can explain everything to your listening audience. I want to wish you a very good day and continued success with the program also.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. Yeah, you know, our first segment today, you know, we go on the air just after 6 o'clock. Our first segment was all about that. That Godlewski dropped out, Lazarev dropped out, Nelson dropped out, and the Democratic Party endorsed somebody contrary to the Constitution. I mentioned your name, Stephen Olakar's name, and there are two other candidates as well. And then we talked about historically that had never happened before and so forth. So I'm glad you called in. Peter Pekarsky has called in several times for the show. So have some other candidates. And Peter, Peter has a degree in electrical engineering from MIT. So he's made a plausible case that if he were on a committee having to do with arms control, climate change, anything with science, cryptology systems, he would be a huge asset. In any event, I do not think the Democratic Party should be endorsed. I have said that Mandela Barnes is a friend of mine. I think he'd be a great senator, too. And a week from now is the election, August 9. So, Peter, thank you for calling in. And everybody, vote on August 9. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We invite all people to walk hand in hand with us through our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Align Energy is a proud sponsor of Native Roots Radio.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I wouldn't think that I'd have to raise this word again, Foxconn. Foxconn is now in the news again. Remember Foxconn back in 2017. Scott Walker was governor. The Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, was his lieutenant governor. And they put through, at the behest of Donald Trump, who was a friend of the head of Foxconn, a burden on the taxpayers, conceivably up to $4 billion to a Chinese company that had skipped out on commitments in lots of other places, to build large screen TVs in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, provide 13,000 jobs, an average salary of $53,000 a year. It was all BS. State got burned, more than $1 billion spent. More than $1 billion spent. Road preparation and that kind of thing. Throwing people out of their homes. People said, well, wait a minute. Eminent domain should only be used by a state entity, like for a road. You're throwing us out of our house for a Chinese company. That was wrong, by the way. That was unconstitutional, but they did it. Folks, you know, kids like the local school system, too bad. Give them assessed value, maybe a little more, and out you go. They didn't get to set a price. That was wrong. This is not China. This is the United States. The Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, defends that now and says she would revive it. I go, oh, really? Okay, well, there are no large screen TVs. And then they said they do small screens for phones. Then that was too much, even though we were paying all their costs. So then they go, well, I will do electric coffee makers. Well, they couldn't figure that out. Then we're going to do electric cars. No, they couldn't figure that out. Then we're going to simply be management consultants. Well, why would we be spending $4 billion to pay management consultants? We have plenty of them already. Miller Brewing's not getting any money. Neither is NML and neither is Johnson Controls. None of them. Chinese company is. Then they just sat there and did nothing. Then Intel and Oshkosh Truck both wanted to come in and use that land and produce thousands of jobs at high wages. And they said, no, they're just sitting on it. Why do we let them have title to the land? That we never should have given them title to the land. That should have been kept by the state to give them an American company. Now, Chinese company rips us off for $1 billion as title some of the best commercial real estate. Duchess of Foxconn says it's still what she wants. Michael's originally, you know, Michael's company got millions of dollars for road work up there and site preparation. And he originally said, yeah, no, I think we can make it work. Yeah, he can make it work. His company will get millions more. Then at the tail end, he goes, nah, maybe I'm against it now. Right, right. You're against it now. after you made millions of dollars, I don't believe you. Here's the deal. They spent over $167 million. This is Mount Pleasant now. Not the state's $4 billion, none of that. Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant is a fairly small community. They don't have $167 million to throw around. Do you think their tax base throws off $167 million a year? Are you kidding me? Over 5 years, they had to throw out $167 million. You know what they spent it on? Public relations firm, lawyers, real estate consultants, and a project manager that paid $28,000 a month. Makes Gableman look like a real deal. Still, and the money's still going out. The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money. And they say, listen, a lot of us don't steal the money. Yeah, not all of you steal the money. But why are you spending almost, or about $167 million on PR, lawyers, real estate consultants, project managers at $28,000 a month? And then there's been a lot of criticism that that person didn't do a good job. And it's still going out to a Chinese company who won't let Intel and Oshkosh Truck actually produce jobs and actually pay high wages, American companies. And they sit on the land. They'll sit on the land till somebody offers them 100 times what it's worth. The Republican Party did this to us. Going to the lines, taking you an order. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, I can't. You know, the state should just, you know, if they've got the precedent now of eminent domain, the state should just say, you guys are in breach, material breach of this contract, and we're taking the land back over, and we're going to do what we want with it. You know, screw Foxconn. I mean, the hell with them. It's BS that they, you know, they can drag their feet, and they're trying to drag out so they can't get sued, you know, go back past the statute of limitations. And for Michaels to say, well, it's a bad deal. Well, it was a really good deal for him, you know, to get, you know, get all the contracting for his company. And, you know, and Michaels is another, you know, kind of semi-Donald Trump, you know, on a smaller scale. Well, he inherited his company from his father, and that they, you know, started that thing out, and he makes most of his money building for constructing for the state. I mean, that, or a good deal of it, that, you know, and then you're against state spending, except when it comes to spending money for your own, you know, pouring money in your own coffers. It is just, yeah, and the Duchess shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. I mean, maybe they're dragging their feet to embarrass Tony Evers on this thing. See, it's Tony Evers' fault that nothing's happening here. Well, I mean, I smell a little stinky little conspiracy there, because if Evers could say, nope, we're going to get this going here, we're going to have a chip manufacturer here in the state of Wisconsin, I've negotiated the deal, and that would be a feather in Tony Evers' cap, and then maybe that's part of the reason they're dragging their feet, because it all bottles down to politics, because if Evers could get some kind of victory out of this manure pile that, you know, Scott Walker handed off to us, that it'd be all to the good. But Mount Pleasant is paying it out, and why they're paying out more to some consulting operation to the benefit for Foxconn. Heck with that, too. I mean, Foxconn should be eating the cost in anything.
Well, here's the thing, Mark. This isn't anything at all. The Mount Pleasant people are all Republicans. They try to put through a provision that they wouldn't have to run every 2 years, and the voters nix that. They're bad news. They're very bad news. The Republican Party is bad news, and they got taken to the cleaners. I had advocated for a long time that Evers sue Foxconn for breach of contract, and the condition then would be get back the $1 billion that we wasted trying to prepare their sites for the construction, because they're not doing anything. And they said they were going to create 13,000 jobs at $53,000 a year, which is baloney, and then get the land back. Intel would have produced those jobs, not 13,000, but a couple of thousand at high wages. Foxconn wouldn't let them get in there. Why is Foxconn owning land in Wisconsin? Because we gave it to them, basically. And they said, oh, well, you know, we will buy it and then somehow we're going to get money from you back. Intel went to Ohio, took those jobs to Ohio. Oshkosh goes, all right, we want to do electric postal vehicles there and thousands of jobs. Foxconn wouldn't let them. And now they're in South Carolina. And Ron Johnson was one of the ones that pushed Foxconn along with Walker and Trump. And Ron Johnson said, that's fine. That's just business. South Carolina needs jobs too. You got to understand something. The Republican Party does not represent you. They'll represent Russia. They'll represent China. They'll represent Foxconn, represent another state. How many times do you have to have it stuck in your eye? How many times do I have to say, do not trust a Republican with money? Ones that don't steal it, and there are many who won't steal it, but it'll end up in the pockets of their donors or businesses, and you are not getting represented, period. Well, back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Man, has anybody mentioned the passing of Bill Russell? He was truly a great legendary player, but he was just as great off the court, if not greater. He was just something. And almost all the major networks are covering this. He brought awareness to the civil rights movement early. Boston was kind of a hellhole for him to play in the early years, I'm sure. He was just a great guy. And I just think there's so few stars nowadays that are anywhere near his stature off the court.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, we had legends in this state at one time at many different areas. Governor, obviously going back to Fighting Bob. He was the gold standard, but everybody that followed him. In 1949, there was a conference in Green Bay where the progressive Republicans and the Democrats got together and they merged. And Fighting Bob was a Republican. So was Gaylord Nelson. He became a Democrat. And Proxmire and Pat Lucy were already Democrats and have been a great party. But now we got to get back on track. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote
in the year 2525.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, they're beginning to show their true colors, the Republican Party. Think of what will happen if for any reason they were to take over at least the House in November. It's sworn in January. That'd be the end of Joe Biden's initiatives. It'd be the end, frankly, of the interest of the United States being back in the Congress. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Now, he's from Ohio. And he's really bad news. He's really, really bad news. Sadly, he's a UW-Madison grad, but he's truly bad news. Jim Jordan. He came out with a statement attacking Republican senators. And he is a Republican. For working with Democrats to pass legislation if it's endorsed by Biden. In other words, Biden will sign it. He's attacked senators in his own party for working with Democratic senators to agree on a bill that Biden would sign, any bill, even if it has plenty of Republican amendments in it, and it's very much in line with what they want. Two, does not want to give the perception of a, quote, victory, end quote, to Joe Biden. This guy is a sick puppy. He is known as Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, and you can Google it to find out why he's known as Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. I'll tell you something else that's sad and chilling. If the Republicans win in November, in January, then they get to pick the committee chairman. guess who's going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in charge of all judicial appointments to even get to the floor of the House? Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. There will be no judicial appointment, none whatsoever, by Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, that he will permit to even be discussed on the House floor. And of course, the Senate is where it's at. The Senate are the ones that have to confirm the appointment, but the House has a lot of influence. A lot of influence. His mantra, and by the way, Kevin McCarthy endorses what he does, he's doing the same thing, is the first thing is stop Biden from doing anything. This is reminiscent in 2016 when Hillary Clinton was ahead in the polls. It looked like she'd beat Trump. Moscow Mitch and some of the Republican senators said, we will not even take up for discussion any Supreme Court judge that Hillary Clinton proposes. They won't even discuss it. That's unconstitutional. Supreme Court appointments have to be confirmed by the Senate, but there is an inherent obligation to at least consider them. And if you're going to say, no, I'm not going to confirm them, say why and have a good faith reason for it. The Republican Party will not confirm any judge, if they can become the majority, put up by a Democratic administration. They've said it. Now, Jim Jordan is attacking Republicans for more than judicial appointments. In other words, any of them that would go along in the Senate with Joe Biden on a judicial appointment. The CHIP legislation, where there was a, it was about time, there's legislation to stimulate the production of computer chips in our country. Right now, many of them are made in Taiwan. They're great and they're our allies, but you never know about supply. This would go to subsidize research, National Science Foundation, and the production of these chips. Very similar to the way we production of vaccines, where you give incentives to manufacturers to do it. You have to make sure that gets done. Republicans, some of them, opposed it. Ron Johnson opposed it. Ron Johnson was pro-China on that one. So we can get chips from China. Well, you know something, Ron Johnson, you're not representing Wisconsin. But Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan said it was wrong to do that because even if it was the right thing to do, it made Biden look good. That's how sick this guy is. Sick this guy is. And I'll tell you some fallout from that. The Veteran Affairs Secretary, Secretary of Veteran Affairs, Dennis McDonough. Dennis McDonough was very senior in the White House under Barack Obama. Joe Biden made him Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And there is an important bill pending in the Senate right now, already passed the House, that would provide medical care for veterans, combat veterans, who are exposed to toxic burn pits. Toxic burn pits. In modern warfare, this isn't a medieval battle where everybody runs in with broadswords. There are people who end up getting COPD, that's a lung, you know, chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, and lung cancer. And they have to be taken care of, but it's not as obvious an injury as a bullet in the shoulder. So they go, well, you know, maybe we won't provide, I'm not kidding, provide what? Care for somebody with COPD or lung cancer? Because they got it from combat exposure to toxic burn pits and other kinds of toxins. Republicans have now opposed that bill because they're angry that Manchin and that Schumer got together on soft infrastructure on a compromise. They will injure veterans to do that, and Ron Johnson is one of them. Ron Johnson is one of them. That's an example of the depths they'll sink to take revenge, frankly, and to injure the United States. We go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. I'll make this quick. Senator Johnson has to go. That's as low as you go. I won a lottery one time, and
it was a draft lottery. That's the only lottery I ever won, in fact. But you have to go. And that's all I'm going to say today because it works me out. Thanks. Bye.
Well, that's terrific. You know, for those who don't know, back during the Vietnam War, if you were of age to be drafted, there was some people were complaining that some people would get deferments for college or whatever. And so therefore, they should all be thrown in a lottery. But, you know, and then they jumble up the birth dates and you pick them out and there was no favoritism there. I mean, you know, your birthday's your birthday. And so I was already in the Navy. I'm a little older, I think, than Wisco Paul. But my number came out 244. I probably wouldn't have been drafted, but I was already serving, which I wanted to do. When Wisco Paul says that he won the lottery with that, I remember I was driving somewhere from out east back to Wisconsin, going through Pennsylvania and listening to this. It was broadcast live on the radio, and guys everywhere were huddled around the radio. And it would go, all right, number one. I forget what number one was, but let's say, you know, right, number 18, February 2nd. And then everybody at February 2nd knew they were 18th, which meant they were going to get drafted. And I think that you wouldn't get drafted once you hit in the 100-something or 200-something. Anyway, that's what Wisco Paul is referring to. A little bit of nostalgia comes back to me. I think it's a, you know, frankly, the Vietnam War was a delusional war by LBJ, who frankly was a bad president, a very bad president. Some of his, you know, he did put in Medicare and all that. But the Dems were already doing that anyway. But that idiot got into the Vietnam War. Likely, he wanted to be a war president. Franklin Roosevelt was a war president. He wanted to be a war president. George W. Bush wanted to be a war president. You know, none of these guys fought the war themselves. None of these guys lost an arm or a leg or got killed or left a widow and two kids at home either. So I've had enough of these kind of guys, frankly. And Wisco Paul stepped up to the plate, won the lottery. I assume he meant Wisco Paul. You got drafted, which I respect. And you bring back some very, very fine memories. But to get back to it, you know, Ron Johnson, Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says the GOP now, they're trying to sneak around the bill to give health care to guys who got COPD or lung cancer in a combat situation. So they're trying to sunset it or cap it. So they'll give X dollars for a year. But what happens if more guys than that need a treatment? That's too bad. They'll have to ration it. Or they're too bad. Who are these guys? Who are these guys? Who are these guys who are not willing to pay for medical care? I'm not talking about any kind of boondoggle. Talking to medical care. And they're doing it what? Save money? No, they're doing it to embarrass Joe Biden. They will hurt veterans, embarrass Joe Biden. They what? Ron Johnson's one. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call. And thanks for calling. Matt Flynn, direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Say I'm pleased where man has been.